Peter McMahon is about to fly out of Australia. He's about to fly tomorrow to Bhutan. He's going there to help with training emergency responders, particularly around airports. He's also going to meet with the Prime Minister of Bhutan. Peter has a very long history in emergency services as a firefighter. These days, he's the Director of Aviation Rescue Services. Now, because he's getting ready to go and he's got all sorts of stuff on the go before he heads off to Bhutan, I managed to catch up with him earlier this morning.
I'm about to head off to a little nation called Bhutan. And the reason I'm going over there is I've been asked to go over and train 75 aviation firefighters, or airport firefighters, and also meet the government, some of government officials, including the Prime Minister, about talking about their strategy in relation to emergency preparedness for various types of major emergencies in the country.
It's quite an exotic location. How did it come about?
Actually, I was speaking at a conference in India, of all places, earlier this year, and the Chief of Emergency Services from Bhutan approached me and asked whether I'd be interested in coming over and being a part of some good training activities, and it kind of started there. And he called me about 3 weeks ago, and he asked me whether I'd be ready to come over in about 2 or 3 weeks, so a little bit short notice.
It's all coming about very quickly. What is it? Do you know what it is that they specifically want to learn, that where their skills or their approach is not as good as ours?
Yeah, look, so Bhutan's kind of one of those forgotten nations, I guess. It's sandwiched between China and India. And whilst, you know, in the fire services, some of these larger countries, including ourselves, are pretty well resourced in relation to equipment and vehicles to respond to incidents, Bhutan is one of those countries that pretty much have nothing. They haven't resourced their emergency responders with much at all. They're quite prone to emergencies. They've had their fair share of earthquakes and other emergencies. Actually, Paro, which is the international airport, has been voted as one of the most dangerous airports to land in the world. So, you know, the risk is quite high, but they don't have a lot of resources to deal with emergencies as such, including things like even basic things like PPE, personal protective equipment, which half of the fire services don't even have PPE, so they just turn out in their normal civilian clothes.
How extraordinary.
It is, and, you know, it's something that can be fixed quite easily. And, you know, I mean, I'm taking over a range of PPE with me, and I have some really good sponsors that are backing me going over, and including donation of some defibrillators and PPE and trauma kits and all sorts of things. So, you know, it's something that is very close to my heart, and some, you know, could make a bit of a tangible difference, I suppose.
Peter, is there a prospect of any of the Bhutanese being able to come over here and witness some of our emergency operations and aviation rescue firsthand? Because while I can clearly see the benefit with your experience of you going there to help them and show them, I wonder if you'd like to see the reverse, so they actually get a sense of how things can operate.
Absolutely. Look, I think the main goal is to build capability within their own organisation. So my intent will be very much to focus, and this is one trip of many, to focus on a train-the-trainer program. So the intent will be actually to offer some of their trainers to come over, either to Australia or set up a training establishment in China as well, so which is a little bit more closer for them. But you know, again, cost is going to be the issue, which is why I'm meeting the Prime Minister actually to ask him to allow for more resource, more budget for these sorts of programs to take place. But absolutely, certainly, there's scope there for some of their trainers to come across and certainly learn from us. But the whole intent is really to build self-reliance so they can continually move forward under their own steam.
How much international cooperation and training and knowledge sharing goes on these days?
You know, it's that's a really good question. you know, I've been in this industry a long time, and it's changed quite considerably. We're focusing the type of training we're focusing on is worst case scenario at an international airport where an aircraft might crash, and these firefighters need to respond in very very tight timeframes. Fortunately, aircraft don't crash around the world every day, thank goodness, and we must, you know, we've got to learn from our colleagues around the world when these things happen. So nowadays, we've got a couple of major organisations or associations, international associations, that that bring together all of the aviation rescue fire services around the world for the intent of that is to share knowledge and share experiences and certainly assist those that need assisting, that are under-resourced, which is exactly what I'm doing. So I think to answer your question, there's a lot more willingness to share information in relation to when incidents happen, to share those lessons learned and to benefit from those.
Mm. Did you have this just generally as part of your career plan to become an international expert and to help other countries, or was this just an area that you sort of headed into and it's developed into an international role for you?
Yeah, look, I think, I mean, you know, to say that I've always wanted to be a firefighter would probably be not quite correct, but I have been one for quite some time. I got into a career firefighting quite early on, and it was kind of a progression. You know, I was never one really to sit down in the leather recliners and wait for the next job. I wanted to be involved and wanted to improve things. And, you know, the agency, the federal government agency I worked for, gave me that opportunity. Ended up being in the senior management team and ended up being the assistant chief fire officer, so in charge of 26 airports around Australia. And that gave me some international network capability, I guess. Things have kind of, it's like I'm in a big river. You know, I go where the river takes me. But at the end of the day, I just want to make a difference, you know, even if it's a small difference. And what I find is, you know, I do a lot of training around the world and people are very, very receptive to learning and want to learn more. You know, it's a great environment to be in and to see the faces on the guys and girls that are really taking in what I have to say.
Well, Peter, I've just pulled up an image, satellite image of Paro Airport. That's where the river is taking you, and I'm not surprised it's listed as one of the most risky airports, international airports in the world, given the terrain that you'll be flying into. So I hope the trip goes well.
Well, me too, and I hope the pilot that lands me in there has a high level of skill.
Thanks for your time this morning. Good to chat.
No worries at all. Thanks.
That is Peter McMahon travelling to Bhutan tomorrow and flying into one of the top five scary airports, basically, but for a very good cause and a very good reason to donate his time to help with a bit of training.